many extraordinary challenges throughout the 20th century. Our security at home, our freedom at home, was threatened by forces abroad. Two world wars were fought. By 1919, black veterans were returning from Europe, where they had fought valiantly, with recognition. And they wanted to win not just the war abroad, but the war at home. W.E.B. Du Bois talked about service by black people during World War I as an opportunity for a double victory. And this double victory would mean that racial segregation, racial discrimination would have to end. There's no place in America where unjust treatment of workers, where exploitation and bias had undermined people's rights to be free more than the Mississippi and Arkansas Delta. There, sharecroppers and tenant farmers worked the same lands that their parents had worked as enslaved people. In the summer of 1919, farm workers and tenant farmers began organizing, they began meeting. They wanted to demand justice, better conditions, better pay. It was during these meetings when calls for justice were getting louder. One night in Elaine, Arkansas, armed white men found out about a meeting taking place, and they went there determined to disrupt this meeting. Violence ensued. Several black men were killed, but so were several white men. When word got out that white men had been killed in Elaine, Arkansas, a frenzy was unleashed. Mobs from across the region, from Mississippi, from Alabama, from Arkansas, went to Elaine intent on retribution. They were actually joined by federal troops who sought out black people, fleeing the community as they were being terrorized and killed. For 2 days, bodies turned up all over the Arkansas Delta. Walter White, the great NAACP researcher, estimated that 200 people were killed. And yet, at the end of this tragedy, it was only black people who were arrested and prosecuted. Over 100 were indicted, 12 were sentenced to death. This was a moment in American history where the problems of racial violence and racial bigotry demanded justice. And yet, instead of justice, black people were prosecuted, convicted, and imprisoned. The 12 black men who were sentenced to death were represented by an extraordinary lawyer, CPO Jones. He took their cases all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and in 1923, in a case called Moore versus Dempsey, something remarkable happened. The Supreme Court intervened, and they lifted up the notion of justice. They declared that these trials were unfair, these convictions unreliable, these sentences illegal, because an armed white mob outside a courthouse undermines the integrity, the fairness, the justice of our system.